Good morning. My name is Leslie Keller, and I will be your conference operator for today. Participation in this conference call is strictly limited to invited participants. This call is exclusively for financial analysts and investors. If you are not an invited guest, please disconnect at this time. I would like to welcome you to the conference call on the 2023 Preliminary General Economic Policy Guidelines. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a questions and answers session. If you would like to make a question during this time, please press star 8 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press star 8 again. I will now introduce you to the speaker, Rodrigo Mariscal Paredes, Chief Economist of the Ministry of Finance and Public Credit, to proceed with his remarks. Please go ahead.
Hello, good morning. This is Rodrigo. I'm from the Ministry of Finance, and we're holding this conference to talk about the pre-general guidelines of 2023. That we published last Friday. So in the next minute, I would like to make some remarks about the Mexican economy and some of the results that we are presenting for the general guidelines. After that, we'll get your remarks or questions, comments, if you want to. So let me start just by saying that the Mexican economy has faced several shocks since last year and this year, coming from the global economy, and basically those shocks have weighing on the economy. So I'm just gonna go briefly about those shocks that are still impacting 2022, and then after that I'm gonna speak a little bit about our projections for this year and for the next year. So basically, the Mexican economy has recovered from the pandemic. About 25 sectors are above 100% recovered, and four are still between 95 and 99% of recovery. Nonetheless, we have 10 subsectors from the index of economic activity that have not recovered, not even the 95% of recovery pre-pandemic. However, those sectors were more related to the pandemic. Those were basically food and leisure and entertainment and recreation and transportation. Some of those have been very dynamic and have been catching up with the growth. And we expect that this year and next year will be growing, and especially this year we think that they are going to reach the pre-pandemic levels. In terms of the demand, we've seen consumption and private investment growing fast. These are the main drivers of the growth, especially for the fourth quarter in year on year. And we expect that this trend will continue this year and next year. We also have several cases of COVID, although in the fourth wave, we peaked at 40,000 cases in January. And the thing that we have to remark or that we have to put a lot of emphasis on is that the daily cases were about 500 daily cases at most. So it is significantly less than what we saw in the third and the second wave. This has to do with the vaccination rollout. It has been improved. We still have some room to improve it and to vaccine more people. But basically, a lot of the people have been covered with three vaccines and 60%, I believe, that they have the complete protocol. On the state of the stringency traffic that we have in Mexico, now in March, we see that all states are in green. So practically, the economy is open. However, we still see some gaps on the amount of people that they can have in restaurants and the sanitation protocols. But we believe that this is going to eventually will decrease, and the people have been able to learn how to deal with the pandemic. And more broadly, we will see the recovery from tourism. and other activities related to that. Just to give you some perspective on the recovery, we see that the GDP of tourism, it's about 86% recovered at the third quarter of 2021. This is the latest figure, but we believe that this is going to be dramatically improved this year and next year. Related to that, we have some states that have not recovered because of they are mainly focused on the main activities related to tourism. That's the case for Baja California Sur and Quintana Roo. We expect that those states who are lagging behind, we're going to catch up eventually and recover to the pre-pandemic levels. We also, related to the COVID, we saw that in January and some months in February, some labor absence due to the illnesses and absentees, temporary unpaid leaves. But eventually in February, we saw that that figure was coming down. So these absentees and temporary leaves were basically related to the pandemic. So that's another shock that we think it's going to eventually be reduced or completely vanish for this year. Then in terms of the supply side and the supply chains and under supply of industrial inputs, I mean, we still think that this is some risk going forward, especially regarding to some Asian countries that have a very stringent and very strict closed policies against the cases. We saw that with respect to China and some other provinces in last year, especially Malaysia. But we think this is coming down, and eventually it's gonna it's not gonna be a factor that it's gonna weigh a lot on the economy. However, as you know, the latest development in Eastern Europe and the sanctions with Russia and the conflict with Ukraine has put some uncertainty on the outcome. This is something that we have to deal with, both in terms of the commodity prices that we saw, and also we think that eventually we could face some supply chain restrictions related to the production more generally, coming from other parts of the world that will face some problems regarding to the inputs that they receive from Russia and Ukraine. But in terms of the direct effect to Mexico, I think this is contained. We have some heavy imports related to the fertilizers. We import from Russia an important amount, but in the program for this year, we have some production of fertilizers with the state-owned firms that we think that is going to smooth out the shock from Russia, and eventually we are thinking ways to support even more the agricultural crops for this year, and especially for next year, because if they don't sow this year, they could find troubles for the crops of the next year. Now let me go to the projections that we are putting in the general guidelines. So for the growth rate of GDP, we're estimating a growth for this year of 3.4%, coming from 4.1% of in the general guidance of 2022. And for the 2023 growth, we're estimating 3.4%, coming from 3.5% of the general guidance of last year. The rationality behind those numbers are basically, we think that this year, the Mexican economy will recover to the pandemic levels, and especially for those sectors that were more heavily affected by the pandemic, especially all the entertainment industry, transportation, a little bit of construction, although this is not fully related to the pandemic, but indirect effects, and also the hotels and restaurants in general services. I mean, we've seen a very good dynamics in terms of the commercial side, and now that we are fully open, we think that this is going to start helping the recovery in the economy, and we eventually see more growth. The labor market also, we see that this has recovered very fast. The outcome, it's good. The bad figures that we saw in January were mostly related to the informal sector, and we think that this is has to do with the fourth wave. But the latest figures in terms of the formal employment and in general the formal and informal employment have been good outturns. So we think that this is going to support consumption more generally, and also coming from what we've seen from the expenditure programs that the government has and remittances that we've received from the exterior. Now let me just go to the results of the budget for this year, and then we'll go to the Q&A. So for the budget, what we are estimating for the closure of the year, we expect lower debt. We think that we are going to end up with 49.6% of debt in terms of percent of GDP, coming from 51%. This is a substantial reduction, and the reduction basically is based on several results that I'm going to talk about briefly. So first of all, the PSBRs, which is the public sector borrowing requirement. It's a very general measurement of the fiscal deficit. We are estimating that we are going to close in 3.7% of GDP, a deficit of 3.7% coming from 3.5, and a primary balance of zero coming from a minus 0.3%. This is explained by higher oil revenues in the public sector, which we estimate is going to be higher by 1.7% of GDP, and the breakdown of that amount in round numbers, it's 1% for the general government and 0.7% from finance. In terms of the non-oil, we're expecting less revenue of about 1.2% of GDP. That's close to 230 billion. Then basically the figure that explains that less revenue is from the excise taxes. You probably know we have put in place a measure of supporting and trying to avoid the pressures coming from inflation that was passed on through the bomb and gasoline prices. Basically, we reduce and totally put the excise tax at zero, so we are not charging anymore the excise tax to gasoline prices. And even more, we are subsidizing some of the gasoline with the VAT and the PAT, and it could be other deductions going forward. And this has a cost. And basically, we estimate, expecting that this, from at least from the excise tax, we're going to lose 257 billion. In terms of the expenditure, we are estimating that we're going to have a higher expenditure of about 0.5% of GDP. And basically, the breakdown of that extra expenditure, it's mostly driven by the program of 0.3, but we have also some increases on the financial cost of about 0.2% of GDP. Now, let me close for our estimates of 2023. We are projecting and putting some stabilizers to the 2023 budget. This budget is not going to be presented yet to the Congress. This is just the preliminary of what we think we could be putting in the budget in September. So basically, the public sector borrowing requirements, the overall debt, we're estimating to keep it at 49.6%. And to achieve that level, we think that we can get a deficit of the PSBRs of 3.3%, with a primary surplus of 0.4% of GDP. That would mean a public deficit of 2.8%. And basically, we are estimating higher revenues of about 328 billion for 2023. And the reasons are twofold. One is higher non-oil tax revenues and higher oil revenues by 128 billion pesos. We expect the platform to go from 182 million barrels per day to 1.85 million barrels per day in 2022. We're also planning to increase the programmable spending by 44.9 billion pesos with respect to the approval of 2022. And the rationality behind this is basically to promote growth and job creation, building some strategic investment and just try to close the gap of regional gaps in Mexico. The non-programmable will increase also by 255 billion, and this is mainly due to higher financial costs. So let me now stop here and receive questions from the audience. Thank you.